An earthenware pot that's filled with water, and then placed inside a mikvah. If somebody with an avat tumah stuck his hand into the earthenware pot while the pot is in the mikvah, the pot would become tummy. It would become tummy from this person who's an avat tumah. And even though the pot is inside a mikvah, that does not protect it from becoming tummy. As earthenware kalim do not become tall from a mikvah. The only way to be metar an earthenware kli is to break it. So therefore, when the person with an avat tumah sticks his hand into the pot becomes tummy even while it's in the mikvah. Magatumos tahor. But somebody who is a magatumah, it's not an avat tumah, it's only a rishon tumah. It's called a magatumah as he came into contact with the tumah, he came into contact with an avat tumah, making him a rishon tumah. And he stuck his hand into the earthenware pot while it's in the mikvah. In such a case, the earthenware pot would be tar, would not become tummy from this person. As somebody who's a reasonable tumor cannot be metame a kli. Only an avat tumor can be metame a kli. As even though the pot was filled with water, and when he stuck his hand into the pot, he made the water tummy. And water that is tummy could turn around and be metame a kli. A kli would become tummy from water that is tummy. But in this case, the water inside the pot does not become tummy, since that water is attached to the mikvah, that would protect that water from becoming tummy. So the water inside the pot will not become tummy either, and the kli doesn't become tummy from the guy, since the guy is a rishon l'tumah, and a rishon l'tumah cannot be metame a kli. Ushar kwa mashkin tameh. Shein amayim metarim eshar amashkin. But if the earthenware kli was filled with other liquids, it wasn't filled with water, it was filled, for example, with wine or oil, and it was placed inside the mikvah, and a person who is a rishon l'tumah stuck his hand inside the pot, in such a case, the pot would become tummy, and even though a rishon l'tumah cannot be metame a kli, but it would be metame the liquid inside the kli, and the liquid inside the kli is not protected from becoming tummy, even though it's inside the mikvah, as a mikvah does not protect other liquids besides water from becoming tummy. So therefore, when he sticks his hand inside the pot, even though he can't be metame the pot, it's metame the liquid inside the pot. And the liquid that's inside the pot will turn around and be metame the kli, as liquids that are tmeim would be metame a kli. This is exerit derabana, that liquids that are tummy is metame a kli. So when he sticks his hand inside the pot, even though it's only a rishon l'tumah, he's metame the liquids inside the kli, and the liquids inside the kli would be metame the earthenware pot, even while the earthenware pot is in the mikvah. Somebody who ran water through an irrigation ditch, the irrigation ditch was dug, so that water that's gathered in one place could be channeled through that ditch to another place. Up to 3 days from the time water ran through the ditch, if any payers fell into that ditch, those payers would become tummy, they would be mukshu, they would be susceptible to become tummy. As up to 3 days after water ran through there, we assume it's still wet, so therefore if payers fell into there, it probably got wet from the ditch, and therefore it's mukshu to be makabah tumah. The water in the ditch is nichala, he wanted that water, so therefore when the payers become wet from that water, it is now mukshu to be makabah tumah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Enagvu Miyad Tahor. Rabbi Akiva said, if we see the ditch has dried within 3 days, in such a case, even immediately if payers fall into the ditch, the payers will not be mukshar ibn Makabah Tumah, the payers would be taught. And that was the Tanakhama said, that up to 3 days after water ran through the ditch, we assume the ditch is still wet. That's in a regular case. But if we see that the ditch has dried within 3 days, then if payers fall in there, we don't assume the payers became wet, the payers would be taught. But if we see the ditch had not dried, even up to 30 days after water ran through it, the parents would fall to the ditch, the parents would be tummy, the parents would be susceptible to become tummy. As only in a regular case do we say that only after 3 days after water ran through the ditch do we assume the ditch is wet. But in a case where we can see the ditch is still wet, even up to 30 days after the water ran through there, the parents would fall to the ditch, the parents would be mukshar ibn Makabah Tumah. Since we can see the ditch is still wet, the parents that fall in there become wet from the ditch and are mukshar to be Makabah Tumah.